Hi, folks. This is Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for Sun and Fun Radio. And I'm here with Embraer Aircraft in this nice, cool air-conditioned booth here. It is, and looking outside, I see some really nice-looking, sleek-looking jets here. We have the Phenom 100 and the 300. And today, I'm speaking with Robert, or Bob, about these aircraft. And Bob, say hello to the folks and what you all are doing here today.
Well, hello everyone at Sun and Fun. It's great to be back. I've been coming to this show for quite a few years, and just seems to get better and better every year. And I think we've been blessed with some great weather this year as opposed to last year. So it's really good to be here this year.
Did you have any issues with the weather last year? Did you have any damage to your aircraft?
Well, I was with another general aviation company, and we had some minor damage. But we were really sorry to see all the damage that took place at many of the other aircraft manufacturers. But it went well. It was, I think the show is back in operation the next day. It was a great cleanup effort, and I think everyone was very well impressed by the reaction to that crisis.
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce, I think, ordered this weather today.
I would think so.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Embraer. As I told you before, I love Embraers. I have about 5,000 hours in them, and just think they're a great product. They're sturdy, and I've been flying them for the airlines and flown props, et cetera. The Embraers that we have out here, I assume there's a little bit of transfer of technology and transfer of that reliability that they've used in the airlines. Is that correct?
Well, a lot of people may not know, but we're also, in addition to providing executive jets, we're in the defense and security business. We make airliners, and we've been expanding into UAVs and satellites. So Embraer is becoming a very broad-based company. A lot of what we learn comes to fruition in the business jets, and these are a good example. The Phenom 100 we have here and the 300 that's also here are prime examples of how technology has advanced over the years. I will mention that the Phenom 100 we have here is the second one off the assembly line from Melbourne, Florida. We just established an operation last year, a production line in Melbourne, and we'll be producing Phenom 100s and 300s off that line. And we also, just on December 5th of last year, opened up our customer delivery center and design center for customers who want to come in and design their interiors here. And then we deliver the airplanes out of Melbourne, which is a great asset for our customers in our biggest market, which is the United States.
Yeah, it sure beats going all the way to San Jose dos Campos down in Brazil, because that's quite a long ride to pick up your aircraft.
Well, I suspect some people like to do that, but it does add to cost and time. So we want to make it as convenient as we can for our customers.
Sure. Now, with the 100 here, we have quite a few aircraft out here, some props, turboprops, and then the jet. Now, this is kind of like the jumping off point or the starting point for your jet, for those jet owners. And what are they going to see? Say they're looking at a turboprop, King Airs, that type of thing, compared to this jet here. What are they going to get? What advantages will they get from this?
Well, the advantages of jet operation, jet ownership, really are you get high above the weather. You tend to go faster than all the other airplanes. You've got some ram presence that is tough to get in any other type of airplane. The reason we're at Sun and Fun is because we believe that this audience is perfect for growing into our product line. You know, this is not a place where we're going to find a lot of prospects, but certainly these people are aviation enthusiasts. They're mostly pilots, and these are the kinds of people who are going to be participating in the industry in the future. And we love to see young people out here. We love to see the educational programs that Sun and Fun provides, and the whole forum that just creates an interest in aviation for young people.
Now, let's talk a little bit about military aircraft, because I think you said that a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of military aircraft out there that they use. What type of airplanes do they have? Can you name a few of those and what they do, what their mission is?
The Embraer airplanes, I suspect. Embraer currently is producing something called the Super Tucano. It's an attack airplane. We've delivered it to a number of nations. We're currently in a competition for the U.S. Air Force program, which will send those airplanes to Afghanistan to support the withdrawal of troops there. We're also developing a cargo tanker called a KC-390, and that's on the drawing board. That'll fly in the next year or two, and that will be a very prominent airplane, very likely replacement for many of the old cargo airplanes that are out there today.
I tell you one thing, it's neat to see some jets out here. They look pretty slick. And I noticed you have one that says the Phenom 100, and this really cool-looking blue one out here. Are these both owned by customers, or are they yours?
The Phenom 100 we have here is our demonstrator. As I mentioned, it's the second one off the Melbourne assembly line. The Phenom 300 is a customer airplane. And if you look at those two airplanes, they basically have the same color scheme. The blue one stands out, I think, it's a lot more interesting, which goes to show you the impact of color on an airplane.
Oh, sure, sure. Now, in these aircraft here, the interiors, about how many people would they hold, something like this?
Well, you can go from 7 to about 12 people in these aircraft. And then, of course, our product line extends well beyond that. We have new designs coming out in terms of the Lineage 500, Legacy 500 and the Legacy 450. And the 500 is scheduled to fly later this year. Beyond that, we have the 650 and 600, and those have been out a while. And then beyond that, we have the Lineage 1000, which is the corporate version of the E-Series, the 170, 190 aircraft. And that's an airline-type size airplane.
Wow, that's a pretty big plane to be flying around in yourself. What type of customers would be buying that?
Well, we see heads of state, corporations, and high-net-worth individuals looking at those pretty seriously.
Now, on the back to the military side, did I see there was a release that came out or something? You just made some sales, I think, to some country. Was that, I'm pretty sure it was like South America. South Africa. Yeah, sorry about that. We're being bombed, by the way.
Got a lot of sales.
Yes, we recently announced a sale. Actually, it was yesterday. We announced a sale to, I believe it was three African nations for the Super Tucano, and they use those for border patrol and to support their various police requirements.
That looks like a cool plane. I want to buy one of those, do a little barracks in it. Can I get one? How much would it be?
Well, you'll have to talk to our salesman about that.
I'm sure it's more than I can afford. Well, I appreciate that. Now, it's really easy to find you folks here because you have the jets right before you get into the vintage area and across the way from the Cessna booth here. And it's definitely striking, the blue aircraft you have there. Now, can people just come out here and take a look and a tour, or do they have to schedule that?
Oh, we'd be delighted for anybody to stop by and have a chat and talk to some of our folks here. Take a look at the airplanes. We're here to really interface with as many folks as we can, and that includes every type of person who's come in here, whether you're a pilot or non-pilot, whether you have an interest in aviation or you're very deeply involved in the industry.
Great. Now, just real quickly while we wrap up, look at the Phenom 100. What type of sales have you seen with that? Because that seems like the real jumping off point for people from the props to the jets.
Yeah, that's the we're seeing a lot of strength in that market. However, it's been weakening with all manufacturers over the last couple of years. Since 2008, the market's been soft. But we're still seeing very good sales, particularly with the fractional ownership companies and with private individuals. So we're very encouraged. We think we have the right product for the market, and all we need is for the market to come back a little bit.
Yeah, and we're all waiting for that. Well, I sure do. I know you have to run, and I sure do appreciate your time. If you get a chance, come on over here. They're really sleek-looking, friendly folks out here at Embraer. And again, this is Carl Valeri with Sun & Fun Radio reporting from the Embraer nice air-conditioned cool booth here next to some really cool aircraft.